Construction began last week on the Dyea Flats Road outside of Skagway, and while construction closures are sure to be a minor inconvenience, locals will get a safer road and some free firewood out of the deal. The Dyea Road is well known as a narrow, winding path with a rock face on one side and a drop into the salt water on the other. But the National Park Service, with the help of federal highways, is hoping to continue improvements on the historic road to make it a little less of a white-knuckle ride. Tim Stidell is the chief ranger for the Klondike Gold Rush National Historic Park. He says the road has suffered a lot of damage over the years.
It's never really been designed to proper federal highways standards, even the minimal standards for a rough, unpaved road. So it continues to see drainage issues. It continues to see pretty heavy use with the combined traffic of bicycles, vehicles, and horses.
Last week, NPS crews began the first phase of the federally funded project to improve the park portion of the road and the public access between the Slide Cemetery and the Lost Lake Trailhead. The stretch is about 2 miles total. According to the service, the goal is to improve the road surface and drainage, as well as raise the road and add more culverts. The plan also includes making wider turnouts for safer passing. The first phase includes cutting trees and brush to make the area more accessible for crews. The path between the Slide Cemetery and the Lost Lake Trailhead will close until that portion is complete. More trees will be cut starting on October 19th between the state-maintained portion and the cemetery. Motorists can expect delays of up to 30 minutes. But the road will remain open during the evenings and overnight. The first phase is expected to be completed by the end of this month. And while all the buzzing and sawing and delays might get tiresome, Stidell says there is a silver lining, free firewood.
Firewood is a premium around here, and we do have two stagings planned with this project. With phase one here, we have a date on the 16th of October, Friday, and again on Friday, the 30th of October. Pretty significant amount of the timber that comes out of the project through the vegetation removal will be staged.
The wood, cut into 16-foot lengths, will be piled near the turnoff just before the West Creek Bridge for locals to haul away. Currently, the road is used by locals and tour operators who offer rafting, hiking, and backpacking, sled dog tours, zip lining, and horse rides in the remote spot. And with more and more traffic, the road is in rough shape.
Phase two of this project is going to be the actual improvement to the road surface and the roadbed itself starting in spring of next year. And there has been a big increase in vehicular traffic associated with a lot of the public use activities out there, including some of the commercial activities.
Stidell says he doesn't see the number of vehicles increasing much more, though road improvements might lure larger means of transportation. The project has been in the works for about a year, and when all is said and done, it'll be about 2 years before it's complete. The second phase will happen in May, just as the tourism season gets underway. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.